With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. The court revealed its decision today. That issue will now be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, which has signaled it will act quickly to decide the case. Special Counsel Jack Smith had cautioned that even a rapid appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court in time for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on what the weather's expected to be for the upcoming holiday.
Are you dreaming of a white Christmas? Judah Cohen of Verisk Atmospheric and Environmental Research says snow is expected to come for Christmas Eve for parts of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and possibly Minnesota.
There will be a little bit of a buildup of snow, so some people will be get their dream, their wish, and get a white Christmas, you know, right at the last minute there. But most of the country will be have a brown Christmas.
The National Weather Service says although there likely won't be a white Christmas for much of the U.S., at least the weather will be favorable for most people who have travel plans. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.N. Security Council has adopted a watered-down resolution calling for immediate speeded-up aid deliveries to hungry and desperate civilians in Gaza. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the council has provided a glimmer of hope for Gaza's civilians.
Today, this council made clear that addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza needs to remain at the forefront of our agenda.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 18 points, but the Nasdaq rose 29. The S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. A Catholic school beats a hasty retreat.
Last month, officials at all-female St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana, announced they would begin admitting men who are living as women. This touched off a firestorm of outrage amidst students, parents, alumni, and donors. Now school president Katie Convoy has released a statement saying that St. Mary's is doing a 180 and will not be admitting men after all. Critics of the new policy are cheering, calling the turnabout an answer to prayer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unusual move, a federal judge hearing a challenge to a Florida ban on sex change operations for children has stated Governor Ron DeSantis lied when he said the procedures amount to the mutilation of children. Judge Robert Hinkle says he'll rule sometime after the holidays on the future of the ban. Critics fear he's already made his decision. At least 22 states have enacted laws restricting sex change operations or hormone therapy for anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. Czech Prime Minister Peter Fiala addressed his nation after a lone gunman opened fire Thursday in a university building in downtown Prague, killing at least 14 people and injuring more than 20 others. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack was the country's worst mass shooting, Fiala saying. There was no justification for what he described as a horrific act. He adds, today we're all deeply affected by the news of the tragic attack at the Faculty of Philosophy. People in the Czech capital have been trying to come to grips with the atrocity. Some came together to light candles to mourn the victims at an impromptu vigil by the university headquarters. Mourner Christoph Unger tells the AP he has friends studying in the facility.
They have just been really traumatized by the shooting there.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.